We are doing the Avat Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim work on doing kindness. So we're up to the 10th chapter, the second halakha. If someone tells his messenger, go out and hire me workers. And his messenger hires the workers. And the person who hires them tells them, he's paying you. So I'm the foreman, he's the boss. So then technically, and shumachal mehem over bevaltalin, neither one of them can be in transgression of the biblical commandment not to delay wages. Because the boss, he didn't hire them. So it's not considered that he's holding their wages because he's not the one that hired them. And the foreman, the messenger, he's not responsible for their work. So I guess a foreman wouldn't be a good example. But he told them, you know, the boss is going to pay you. And even if he didn't explicitly say it, even being that the worker knows he's not working for him, he's working for the boss, like we'll explain. So, it's as though he's before the boss. Nonetheless, we have the rabbinic institution that you don't tell someone that you owe money, go come back tomorrow when you can pay him today. That's the rabbinic institution. Biblically, the Torah prohibits withholding wages when you hired someone. In this instance, that you didn't hire him, so it doesn't fall under the biblical commandment. But if the boss is too busy, he can't pay them today, so then even the rabbinic institution doesn't exist. The rabbinic institution is when you could pay him, pay him. But if right now he's got the stock market's crashing, he's got to change his investments, he's swamped with work, he's really swamped with work. He's not like a boss that says, I don't have time. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. That's the rabbinic institution. Don't just tell him you don't have time. Make the time and pay him. But if he's really swamped that day, so then he hasn't transgressed at all.